Welcome back to day 8 of our journey through Exodus, called 40 for 40. Our suggested reading is Exodus chapter 8, and our key verses are chapter 8, verses 10 through 15. We are in the heart of the plague narrative here, as God is unleashing a series of curses upon Egypt in a desperate attempt to set the people free from the cruel conditions of their slavery. Up to this point, the Pharaoh has been both unimpressed and unmoved by any of God's actions against him. God needs to get the Pharaoh's attention, and God uses a plague of frogs to be heard. Can you imagine what it would be like to wake up to frogs all over your house, hopping and ribbiting all over the place? It sounds terrible. The Pharaoh's response to the frogs is important. He asks Moses to take the frogs away. For the first time, we see that there is something that the most powerful man in the world cannot do for himself. He cannot get rid of the frogs. This is a crucial moment in the story where God's sovereignty and power begin to crack the walls of the Pharaoh's bloated ego. Moses agrees to take away the frogs, saying, "So that you may know there is no one like the Lord our God." For that's what this is all about, recognizing that God is powerful and in control. Has there ever been a moment for you where you fully understood God's power in your life? My hope and prayer for you is that you can recognize God's sovereignty in a positive way instead of like the Pharaoh. His arrogance kept him from seeing God, but we can practice humility and obedience to become more and more aware of God's power in our lives. These are questions for today. When was a time in which you became keenly aware of God's power in your life? When was the time that God took control of your life and you felt God's presence? How can you practice humility and push back the pride that so naturally rises in our hearts?